Oh, hello, hello. Welcome back. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. April 13th is National Scrabble Day, one of my favorite board games. I'm pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You and I, forget it.
Are you really good at Scrabble?
Well, I'm very competitive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't ever go against you in a round of golf or the longest drive, but Scrabble, it's on, Bella. Bella Nagy of Sandridge, the premier public golf course. No, truly, I love a good game of Scrabble. I'm not bragging, stating facts here. Won my sixth grade spelling bee. Uh-huh. Went right on to districts into states, my friend.
Nice.
Placed top three in the state of Michigan. I can spell. And what I can do with seven random letters, oh my goodness, don't give me a blank because it's going to get crazy. So happy Scrabble Day, everybody. I hope that you celebrate with a loved one this evening in a very competitive game. You know, have yourself a little pink wine and a cane.
I feel like playing Jenga.
Oh, Jenga? Only because it's available at the Blue Star.
Yeah, I
easy.
Know.
It's easy. It's like a centerpiece over there. It's so much fun. It's a good way to pass the time. A good board game. You know what? Old school is so not wrong. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. I bet you play all sorts of games out there on the Felsmere property, don't you?
Yeah, we watch the goats run around.
You watch the goats run around. Well, there you go. Of course you do. Van, so you have a variety of animals out there. We were talking on commercial break. I thought it was rather funny because Kitty was expressing how she wishes to own goats, yet she lives in the city. And then Van had described that he has some goats. And then Bella described that randomly a goat jumped into the golf cart while on the property, you know, just trying to pick up a quick game.
Yeah,
golf course.
I got a phone call and said there's a goat on the golf course. I'm like, okay, I'll go out there and the goat.
It's free lawn care. You're welcome.
Goat's there and he jumps in my golf cart and I had a junior program. The kids are going crazy. And
well, you just never know what happens when, you know, you let wild animals, no, I'm just kidding, just do what they please. They just get out and they want to go sightseeing just like everybody else.
It's like a wildlife refuge anyways at the golf course. We got all kinds of things out there.
What's the most unique animal you've seen? Well, I guess maybe the goat.
But a fox. We've had a lot of fox out there. They used to steal golf balls. They used to steal a golf ball from the middle of the fairway and take it back to their den. And one time our maintenance guy found one of the dens had like 150 golf balls.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And yeah. In the middle of a competition, they're playing best ball and someone's very disappointed
right. Because
the fox has taken it. The fox took my ball. No, they didn't.
Yeah, really? Do you have that on video?
Yeah. Oh, dear. So let's talk a little bit more, though, Van, if we may, about the veteran therapy, because it helps with veterans suffering from PTSD. I know that myself, my brother, has already served two tours and came back with PTSD. And when I got to see him a couple weeks ago in Texas, it was not my same baby brother.
Right.
Still lovable, but different.
Right.
More guarded, certainly. You know, there's just times where they just stare off into the distance and you wonder, you know, what it is that they're thinking and whatnot. How is this that the horse therapy or even any of the other animals are able to help with that diagnosis of the PTSD?
I don't know. I don't know what the animals, I know they're therapeutic for me. I suffer from post-traumatic stress myself.
Oh, do you?
Which is why I, you know, formed that division. They just have something special about them. They just seem to understand, and they're non-judgmental, and they're not a threat. So veterans, like I said, most of our veterans who come there are not horse people. They have some of them have never ridden, and you know, they're able to just look at them, you know, just like an animal who needs help, you know, who needs someone to take care of them, and it brings out their instinct to help them. Where they can feel needed, because a lot of veterans don't feel needed after they come back from war.
Well said.
Yeah, that they feel being in a war sometimes makes you think that your only purpose is war, because you keep thinking about it. So when you come back, these horses have been abused, neglected, starved, and these veterans feel, I need to take care of it. You know, it's my responsibility, and so they just bond.
I think that's so special. Out of curiosity, how many veterans have you been able to help?
That's a hard question. I've told a story that numerous veterans, but there have been three that have personally talked to me and told me that they did not commit suicide because of our horses.
Wow.
So those are
That's
people
huge.
who've communicated with me. We have one horse named May, who's a favorite. And one veteran told me that he had came by to say goodbye to her because he was going to end his life, and he didn't. You know, he spent some time with her. So I can't tell you how many we helped. You know, I don't know what each veteran feels, but I do know I see them working. You know, I see it working. If I can get them to come out there and just sit with the horses or stand there or go into the pastures, and because they're like kids. They misbehave. If one horse is being petted, the other ones are jealous. So, you know, they run around just like, you know, 4 or 5 year old kids. And the veterans, you know, they just like it. You know, it just works. And I don't know the dynamics, but I know we started it. And then it just started spreading across the country. I started to see it happening where people were starting to use horses, you know, in veteran therapy. So I know it's working across the country, too.
And the SPCA Horse Rescue and Ranch was founded when?
It's only a little over a year ago.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. And to think that's the folks you've been able to help thus far.
Right.
And it's just getting started.
Sure.
So out of curiosity, these horses eat, you said, upwards of 2% of their body weight on a daily basis.
Just in hay.
Just in hay. That
Correct.
Doesn't include the grain and the snacks.
Right.
How is it that you're able snack time, my favorite time of the day. How is it that you're able to maintain this? How many people help make up your operation?
As in feeding them and are paying for it?
All of the above.
Well, a select few people. And, you know, the feed stores know us quite well in Fellsmere, and they help us a lot, too.
Oh, good. Oh,
and,
good.
And then people just hear about us, and we'll go by at a feed store, and a lot of them are anonymous and just say, hey, I dropped off, you know, I paid for 10 bales of hay and
Aww.
Stuff like that. We survive, you know, day to day. But we're, you know, we're doing, you know, well. But six horses, it was a rough year. Our first year was rough because everyone came to us in terrible, terrible conditions. So it wasn't just, you know, start feeding. We had surgeries we had to do, extensive medical care to get them to where they are right now. But now everyone is healthy. You know, we out of six horses, we had to remove two eyes. You
wow.
know, two different horses had to have an eye removed.
Yeah.
You know, and so they've been recovering from that, you know, learning how to have only one eye. So we are now to the point where our therapy is starting to advance where some people are starting to ride them. They're rideable now. You know, they're starting to get training, you know,
That's
since
exciting.
they're not sick and they're not hurt anymore.
Wow. So for our listeners that want to contribute somehow, whether it be time
sure.
or monetarily
sure.
or perhaps forward off the contact information of a veteran that could benefit
sure.
from these services, what would you say?
Facebook, you know, we're easy to find. All you have to do is type in SPCA of Indian River County because we run that too, and the links are there, and just ask. But any of the feed stores in Vero Beach and Fellsmere know us quite well.
Okay.
So we don't normally ask people for money. We ask them for feed. You know, if you want to donate
something.
Yeah,
go,
you
go
want to
buy
donate? Yeah.
100 bales of hay
yeah,
and
sure.
just give it to them.
We don't need cash.
What is a bale of hay running these days?
It all depends. A quality hay is probably about $15, you know. At
a
our
bale?
Yeah.
I know. I used to
that has
to, in high school, I had uh-huh. paper out because mm-hmm. I paid for my horse, but you know, bale of hay in 1983 was running like $2.50.
Oh, no, it's not. They're quite expensive. They're,
yeah.
And again, I didn't know anything about horses until this past year. And one thing I've come to figure out, if you want a hobby, yeah, there's plenty to choose from other than horses. They're quite expensive.
They're expensive, yeah.
Oh. Well, this is certainly interesting, and I'm glad that we can highlight some of this because it's exciting stuff. I know you recently had an event back in December. Is there any big events that you have upcoming?
Probably towards the end of the fall, but I'm not on that committee. They don't allow me to be on that committee.
well, we'll have you come back
sure,
as that event
sure.
gets in the works so that we can help to promote it. And who knows, maybe your nonprofit, like some others, could start up some sort of fundraising event or tournament at Sandridge.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
That's right. At Sandridge, they're always welcome and open to hearing what the different opportunities are. That it it's great exposure for everybody. And let's face it, especially this time of year, it's a great, great way to raise awareness and still have a good time and camaraderie out there on the golf course, to say the least. So a couple quick plugs for some of our wonderful sponsors. Obviously, two of them are here in the studio. But you just drink up while I plug away on some others. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Of course, this is the time of year where families start considering an upcoming move. And you just look around and you say, I would like to put my house on the market. I would like to enlist the services of Protected Title and get this house listed with a realtor that I trust. I would like Caliber Home Loans. Again, Protected Title and Caliber Home Loans, trusted sponsors of the show. I would like Caliber to tell us how we can upsize, downsize, what it is we can afford comfortably, or maybe even refinance. But then you look around and you say, I got a lot of stuff. I don't want to move this. Well, you'd be surprised how affordable it is to have White Glove do all of it for you, alleviate the headaches, and more importantly, give you a free estimate that's absolutely no obligation. And then you look at it and say, well, I like this. Let's do it. We're moving across the street, across the state, maybe across the country, job opportunities. You never know what's in store, family. So I would encourage you to, especially as you start the early phases of planning, the sponsors of this show are properly vetted, and they really do have your best interests at heart. Caliber Home Loans will be able to help you think of the most financially sound decisions that you can. And especially within Indian River County, they use only local appraisers. And that's so huge. When you fall in love with the home and you want that home and it doesn't get appraised, that's such a letdown. So again, trust upon the professionals there at Protected Title, Caliber Home Loans, and of course, White Glove Moving. We participated in the shopping cart parade this past weekend at Hibiscus.
How did that go?
So much fun. Nice. This was a great cause. It all benefited the Harvest Food and Outreach, which I think just renamed itself along with 10 other nonprofits here locally. It gets confusing when they rename themselves. I'm going to have to make better notes, but pretty sure that they did. And so everyone filled up these shopping carts of non-perishable food items, and you decorated the carts. Not bragging again, just stating facts. We were the only ones with music. We were the only shopping cart with I like to move and move it. Oh, it was a hoot. Pass out a bunch of candy. Filled up that shopping cart. It was impressive stuff. I bet you didn't know that they have yams the size of my torso. It's canned goods. It's this big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and turkey gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went big or go home. It was big. It was huge. So that was a really fun event. It was gorgeous weather for that. In addition, Caliber Home Loans, Protected Title, and White Glove Moving were out at the Realtors Association 5K that benefited the Habitat for Humanity this past Sunday. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather for an event like that. And we even got to capture the sunrise. What an unexpected bonus. Yeah. So that's just some wonderful stuff that some of our sponsors are doing locally. In fact, the Realtors Association will be very excited that this Cinco de Mayo will be the Alive at Five at the White Glove facility in conjunction with Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts. I just keep stressing to you, my friends, how easy it is to ship your gear ahead of time. If you're going on an upcoming vacation and it involves skiing or any type golf clubs, right? Mm-hmm. Like how many people love their clubs? They don't want to use a rented set. They'll ship their clubs, and at Pac-Mail, we can give you round-trip shipping for your gear. Isn't that brilliant?
That is brilliant.
Complimentary pickups. You had a great shipping experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce bought this beautiful birdhouse.
Yep, for his parents in Arizona.
And it's a big deal. It's so gorgeous, handcrafted.
He bought it at Under the Oak, so it was, you know, it was really crafted. It was really cool.
And he didn't want just anyone handling it.
No, you don't want to smash all that pretty metal on it.
Right. Those beautiful copper accents,
right?
Yeah, it
was wonderful.
So he went ahead and had Pac-Mail ship it and couldn't beat the price. And, of course, it got there safe and sound and they were happy.
They were ecstatic.
I bet that mom was excited.
Yeah, she
was. It's a purple birdhouse, right? It matches your shirt, my friend. It matches your shirt, Van. It was wonderful. We love success stories.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the Vero Insider, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We're almost in the home stretch. Make sure you visit theveroinsider.com. When we get back, we're going to wrap it up with some more fun facts.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER, That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Buying or selling a home? Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at protectedtitle.com.
Hi, this is Matt Resch from Premier Landscape Solutions. At Premier, we do so much more than service your lawn. We provide professional service with communication with our clientele. This allows us to deliver you a lawn that will make you proud. Commercial or residential, Premier offers both semi and annual contracts. Please call us today for a free quote, 633-8598. For a pristine lawn, call Premier Landscape Solutions, 633-8598.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
All right, my friends. I'm so happy to have Kitty back. I've missed you.
I know. It's what? This is two in a row.
I know. Woo! It's so permanent.
It seems so big.
It's such a big deal. April 13th, 1970, Apollo 13 announces, Houston, we've got a problem. Yeah, that says beach-built oxygen tank explodes en route to the moon. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? 1970.
Slight problem.
That's a slight problem.
And Apollo 13 on the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, right? Bella, that's freaky. It's crazy.
Good thing we're halfway through this day.
Right? Let's see. 1902, April 13th, JCPenney opens his first store in Wyoming.
Yay.
Really? Yeah. They started in Wyoming?
Yeah. I can't make this stuff up, folks. I cannot make it up. 1902, and they're still kicking.
Have you ever been to Wyoming?
I thought you were going to say JCPenney, and the answer was yes.
I know, me too.
Wyoming, no, no.
Yeah, it's, you know.
But my bucket list is to go out all 50 states.
A lot of land and not so many people there.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
Well, obviously he knew something we didn't.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he's still
first
going.
Was that the first department store then?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hmm.
Well, isn't like Woolworths the first department store?
Well, that's what
or
I was
Hudson's?
Thinking.
Yeah. Hudson's or Woolworths?
Yeah. I would think so.
Woolworth, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when they demoed the Woolworth building in downtown Detroit. It was a big deal being a Michigan girl. Though I've been here 13 years. They had like, you know, where they did the big implosion and it went down on top of itself. It was so monumental.
Yeah.
We drove down to downtown Detroit to see it because there's so many great memories when it was in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Detroit had a very prosperous heyday, I promise you. The old dilapidated mansions, they called the Detroit ruins. But yeah, it had to go. It had to go.
That's too bad that they couldn't repurpose it.
Mm-hmm.
I like all that old historic architecture.
Absolutely.
When people could actually afford to decorate their buildings.
Oh, it was so ornate.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But, you know, this too shall pass.
No, just craftspeople from around the world working on it, making it spectacular, and then they just blow it up.
Well,
blowing up stuff's fun, though.
Okay. Yeah, I know it is.
says one of the guys in the room. It's so self-explanatory. Bella, what do you got going on May 2nd? V&A
Golfathon again. This is the 26th annual V&A Golfathon.
Good Lord, that's a long time.
Yeah, so at 12. Local golf professionals, including myself, will play 135 holes in one day at John's Island West this year. It's hosting
it. Nice. Nice venue.
Yeah, we'll play at 7.5 rounds of golf, basically, in about a 9-hour time period.
Whew.
So
gonna have to ice down that arm later.
Oh, I'll have to have some of these. What are these called? Yeah, again? These are
the recorder legs.
The manly pink wine and a can.
I'll be pulling out my pink can of with the guys. I'll be like, what is that?
Right?
You'll it's be a making soda friends. My wife makes me drink.
You'll be making friends. So tell me, how is it that our listeners can maybe help participate?
Well, they can go on our website at golfsandwich.com, and there will be a link on there where they can press and donate, actually. Last year, we raised over $300,000.
That wow. is an amazing amount.
For the V&A Hospice Foundation.
Which That's is great.
That's such a worthy cause. It's a tough time for families. And I know the touching aspect of what they can bring to the table. Cindy Bryant, with whom we network with a lot. In fact, the business connections, it's a men and women's networking luncheon. Every other month, we host our luncheon at the Blue Star. Always delicious. And Cindy used the V&A services upon her mother's passing. And she said it just was such a relief. And they brought her mother so much comfort and peace in those last days. So it's obviously worthwhile. And $300,000 last year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't top it. What? Oh, my goodness.
You know it's going to happen.
Right? So we'll be looking for that link. We'll post it on our Facebook page at the Vero Insider, of course. So this is great. This is great information. Mother's Day, if your mother's a golfer, go check out the newly renovated pro shop.
That's right. Yeah, still kicking. Or my sales are gone through the roof this year.
Yay.
Yeah, it's been a good year.
Well, terrific. And of course, they can go online, purchase gift certificates.
Right, on golfsandwich.com and click on the buy online. You can buy different denomination gift certificates, or you can name your own price gift certificate as well.
Oh, I love that option.
That
I'm
is
naming
good.
My own price for everything. Just not everyone likes accepting that price. It's crazy. quick shout out, of course, to Foxy Nails, the mother or the, let's see, wife in your life. You know, you want to get them something special for Mother's Day, which is fast approaching. Foxy Nails, a little manicure, pedicure, pampering.
Pedi is the greatest thing in the world.
Right? They give you a complimentary glass of wine. They're open 7 days a week. And I tell you what, they really are the most up-to-date salon. They can do anything. You come in with your ideas, your Pinterest options, they can do it. Not every salon can. They have the youth and the experience on their side to keep up with the trend. So that says a lot. And of course, the hair studio of Vero, it's spring. You want a fresh cut. You want a fresh color. You want it to be affordable. You go see my friend Melissa. She's at the hair studio of Vero, right on Oslo and US 1. Guys, you can come in, get a hot shave, a great cut, walk-ins welcome. You can't beat it. We love them. We have our new friend, Van DeMars of the SPCA Horse Rescue and Ranch. They're going to have an event coming up at the end of the year. But in the interim, if you are feeling generous and you happen to have a whole lot of hay or grain
or a big bushel of apples,
right? They are accepting all sorts of feed for their six horses in which they've rescued. Anything else that you want to give a little shout out for?
Cash is good.
Cash is good.
Yeah, we accept hay and feed for more than six horses because we're supporting a lot in the community.
That's right. Sure. Yep, that's absolutely right. And not to mention, of course, it's a wonderful resource for our veterans. If you know of a veteran in your life who is suffering from PTSD or perhaps even military sexual trauma, there's been a couple ladies sure. that have found this to be very therapeutic. This is a great resource for them. You can find SPCA Rescue.
Right.
On Facebook?
That's absolutely.
Find them. Share that information. It's worthwhile. It doesn't cost you a dime to do that. Just share the information. Right.
Right. And buy some hay.
And buy some hay. It's very simple. I go to that place off of 43rd when we were doing the Habitat Hoedown for a long time. They have a lot of...
Sure.
They're very generous. Maybe that's what we should do. We should hook you up to benefit to get all the hay after the hoedown.
That is a great idea.
I know people.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. a really good
All you have to do
idea.
Is wait a whole nother year.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We'll wait.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Van, it's great to meet you, and
Thank
congratulations
you.
On the success and
Thank
your
you.
One-year anniversary. Let's see. Our quote of the week. I believe in an open mind, but not so open that your brains fall out. Arthur Sulzberger. If that's not common sense, I just don't know what is.
You don't want to lose your mind.
Right? You want to be open-minded, but come on now. Make sure you visit theveroinsider.com. You can check out our blog, our features of the week, and then, of course, show all that love to all of our wonderful sponsors that make this show possible each and every week. And I will be seeing you at the Blue Star this Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Who's coming?
Dawn Bestor.
Oh, we won't miss it. Cheers.
Cheers.